Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. We, of course, we're talking to Anthony Reich about the Amnesty International report that is due to be released this morning at 11 a.m. in Jerusalem. It is a real, real concern, and there is no doubt that the implications and the fallout is going to be significant. We're joined this morning by Sean Sachs. He's a senior researcher at NGO Monitors. Very good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. What can we expect from this report?
Hi, good morning, Howard. Well, I think we already know what to expect. This is just going to be another hatchet job from an organization that has dedicated itself to the end of the Jewish state. And I'll give you just from what you said at the very beginning, in fact, their press release, they couldn't even bring themselves to say Jerusalem. They said 11 o'clock Beirut time.
Oh,
Beirut, of course, the capital of Lebanon, which has constitutional laws against allowing Palestinians into universities or certain places of work. However, Amnesty is going to say that Israel is an apartheid state.
But of course, the irony, and I mentioned that to listeners before, that can you imagine in any so-called, any real apartheid state or any real state that they claim does what Israel is doing, can you imagine going to their capital and releasing this report there as if that would ever be allowed?
Well, firstly, again, that wouldn't happen. And Amnesty even has a very active office in Israel, even to the point that the Amnesty office in Israel and Amnesty International ran a major campaign to support Palestinian terrorists in prisons. One of the points of the campaign was to make sure that Palestinian terrorists get more satellite TV channels. And Amnesty proudly ran this campaign even from Israel. Incidentally, this is the same Amnesty International that refused to give prisoner of conscience status to Navalny for opposing Putin.
Right. Just tell us a little bit about Amnesty International. Where does this come from? Why do we assume that they are anti-Israel and that this report has little credibility?
Well, if we go back to the last 20 years of Amnesty International, the organization has very much lost its way and its focus. It used to be a very well-regarded organization that focused on prisoners of conscience around the world, and that it even stood up a number of times for Soviet Jews who were imprisoned because they did terrible things like teach Judaism. But since then, Amnesty International has been taken over by a far leftist, I would even say Marxist cult. And it has become an anti-Western organization, certainly an anti-Israel organization. And we see that in their latest reports, just over the last number of years, where they have accused Israel of ethnic cleansing. They have, on numerous times, made completely erroneous cases about Israel's killing of Palestinians in a number of cases. They've put out reports where they claim Hamas terrorists were innocent civilians. In other cases, they flatly refused to take a stance on anti-Semitism in the UK. They've joined pro-Taliban and pro-Al-Qaeda forces protesting against the United States. And this organization really has completely lost its way when it comes to actually reporting on human rights or abuses around the world.
It's almost, to some extent, been hijacked, hasn't it? It's like the Durban Conference on Racism that became all about Israel. It's about the Sydney Cultural Festival that becomes all about Israel, because all of these events, many of the marches, the Black Lives Matter movement, have been hijacked by this group. And for whatever reason, it's not visible. It's hiding in plain sight.
Absolutely. And I think that's an important point to make. You spoke about the Durban conference. Well, Amnesty International were a major player at this conference, and they were there cheering on the, if for lack of a better word, they were there cheering on the anti-Semitism. In fact, the only thing I can say to their credit is they are no longer hiding in plain sight. And this report, this 211-page report, makes it very clear in that they opened by saying Israel apartheid started with the founding of Israel in May 1948. So they make a target of Israel the very day Israel was founded, when Israel was under siege by Arab states, when Israel didn't even think it could survive, when Jews were being ethnically cleansed from Jerusalem and Israel declared independence. Amnesty says that is the date Israel apartheid state started. And then it goes on to find all kinds of contrived evidence that happened in 48, in 49, 50, 67, 2018. But it starts by saying Israel apartheid started in 48. That is where that is the original crime. And then it goes on to find evidence that happened later.
Yeah, it's just a phenomenal thing. And again, there doesn't seem to be any outcry about the hijacking of the word.
No, I think this time, again, I think it's up to South Africa to actually take back the word apartheid. Because what we're seeing is if suddenly everything becomes apartheid and every system I don't like is apartheid, well, then what is apartheid really? And all we're going to see is this is going to lead to a very troubling case where the evil system of apartheid is going to be completely diluted and forgotten because it's going to be thrown around to describe any system we think we don't like.
Well, as I was mentioning to listeners earlier, I'm not American. If I decide today to go and live in America and want to be an American and vote, I can't be because I can't vote because I'm not American. Does that make America a discriminatory country and discriminating against Africans because I'm a South African? It's effectively an apartheid state. You can take anything and find the same thing in another country if you just put in a little bit of effort.
Absolutely. And I think what's worse is in today's day and age where we need to be so careful about the language we use just in case something is misconstrued as racist or something is misconstrued as anti-Islam or something is misconstrued as black. We need to be very careful with our language. But when we look at this Amnesty International report, they throw caution to the wind when it comes to Jews, and they accuse Israel of things like Jewish domination over resources and Jewish supremacy, language that could be lifted from the Protocols of Elders of Zion or from the worst publications of Mein Kampf. But Amnesty is quite happy to make these really horrible accusations about Israel and Jews.
Sean, if we had to have Amnesty on the show, and in fact we have had them on with you at a time, but if we had to, is there anything in this report that you could look at, for example, and say, yeah, that is accurate and Israel and valid, Israel was perhaps out of line there?
Again, I think within that sentence, we can say every country has and will continue to make mistakes and be out of line and be inappropriate, especially a country like Israel, which is constantly faced and harassed by terrorist threats from within and without. And there have been and there probably will be cases where the Israeli military and police have acted inappropriately and wrong. And there are times where Israeli politicians, even Israeli leaders, have said and will do things that are wrong. But if you say all of that means that the state of Israel's actual founding from 1948 needs to be erased and Jews need to be sent back into the diaspora and have no self-determination, I think there is a very strong difference between those two things when you're trying to find and nitpick and point out little problems and saying the entire state needs to be destroyed.
What is likely to happen now? They're going to release this. They know full well the reaction they're going to get from Israel, from supporters of Israel. They also know full well it'll be used to weaponize people against Israel. And of course, ultimately, anti-Semitic incidents will increase as they have continued to increase. That obviously doesn't bother Amnesty International one iota. But what is likely to happen now in terms of Israel, Israel's reaction to it? How do we see this playing out?
I think you've actually said exactly what's going to happen. Amnesty don't care. This will be just another forgotten anti-Israel and in some cases even anti-Jewish document that will fly around the world. It will be quoted and misquoted hundreds of times at anti-Israel festivals. It'll be prominent at the United Nations, where many of the same thinking echo chambers who cannot stand the sight of an Israeli Jewish state, they will play it up many times. And in 10, 15 years, Israel will continue to be a strong democratic Jewish country, and Amnesty International will continue to devolve into an organization that spews nothing but propaganda.
Yeah, it is very, very scary.
I just want to go back to what you said before about Durban, and then I'm sure I'll let you go. I know you have much to talk about. 20 years ago, when Israel was facing suicide bombings, and Amnesty International ran to Durban to berate the Jewish community in South Africa. Since then, Israel's overcome the terrorist threat and suicide bombers. Thousands more people have made aliyah, and Israel's opened embassies around the world. In fact, just yesterday, the Israeli president was hosted at the United Arab Emirates. In the same 20 years, Amnesty International has had multiple secretary generals. It has paid out millions in hush funds to disgruntled ex-employees. It's worked with Taliban. It's worked with pro Al-Qaeda organizations. It's refused to take a stance on anti-Semitism. It acknowledged that it bought into Russian propaganda, and two Amnesty International employees have committed suicide because of a hostile work environment. This is the difference between Israel and Amnesty International. I think it's important to realize what type of organization this has become.
Absolutely right. It is 8:29. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. That was Sean Sachs. He is a senior researcher at NGO Monitor, talking to us about what we can expect from the Amnesty International NGO report. We have put in a request to talk directly to Amnesty International. I'll let you know how that is going.